Okay. So here's a very interesting usage of imagery that we don't normally associate. He takes it from the Zohar, and he's contrasting the Levim, who shave their hair, with the Nazir, who grows his hair. So it's the juxtaposition, of course, of Nason and Baloscha. So there's a imagery. What does hair represent? So we would think that hair represents self-expression, maybe, and that the Levim are decentralizing and depersonalizing themselves. We're talking about the Levim versus the Nazirim. The Levim shave their hair when they were inducted. The Nazirim grow their hair. So we would think that hair is an expression of personality. So the Levim are so committed to the Kohanim that they're almost depersonalizing themselves. We're not individuals. Rav Aaron was in love with Levim, because the whole notion of duty and responsibility without the grandeur and the honor. The Kohanim get all the airtime. The Kohanim get all the headlines. Levim do all the hard work. All the hard work with hard work, but anonymously, without any attention and celebration. So that's how I think most of us look at the hair at the most basic level. But in the Zohar, hair represents anger. Now, part of it goes back to Noach, where the raven is a hairier bird and the dove is a less hairy bird. So he talks about it in Parshas Noach. I'm interested in that in the Zohar, hair represents anger. Does that mean that anger represents too much self-expression? Are they twins? Is that statement in the Zohar that hair represents kas, is that because kas means you want to assert your own personality too much and you don't know proper limitations and proper restraint? That's my own observation. But running with the imagery of hair, we're talking about hair. Levim shave their hair, the Nazirim grow their hair. So you've got a studied contrast. So the Nazir, of course, well, let's start with the Levi. The Levi, these are seen as pure people, pure Sheva. They weren't involved in the Chet HaEgel. They don't really have the same taivos. We don't really see Levi being a Baal Taiva in Tanakh, in the story of Sefer Bereishis. So essentially, that's straightforward. They shave their hair because it's part of their work of self-improvement. They eliminate kas. So by shaving your hair, you eliminate kas. So the fact that the Levim shave their hair in Parshas Baloscha, that's not that exciting. That's not that dramatic, right? You'd assume if you're someone that's assiduously working on your midos and you're eliminating all your taivos, one of the midos you want to eliminate is anger. You want to be very extreme in eliminating anger. The Rambam says it's one of the two traits you should be very extreme in trying to reduce, anger and arrogance. So as a very, very demonstrative act of reducing your anger, you shave your hair. Because in Zohar, hair represents anger. The larger question is the Nazirim. This is really not about Palos, it's more about Parshas Naso. Okay? Why did the Nazirim grow their hair? So he doesn't quote this, but it's based on a pasuk. It's based on a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos talks about a person should be angry against the Yitzhara. Rigzuvi al techato yargiz adam Yitzhara. What role does anger play in battling your Yitzhara? Because the Nazir is struggling with taiva. Famous story, the Gemara says in Maseches Nazir, Shimon HaTzadik said, I never really wanted to participate in the meal of a Nazir because I always felt that the Nazir may be hypocritical, mixed motivations, the Nazir wants to show off, a Nazir is going beyond the letter of the law in ways that maybe cast religion as too much of deprivation, not to drink wine. But he found one Nazir that he was very excited about sharing his meal with. I'll tell you the story of that Nazir. It may sound familiar. He says he was once walking in the south and he saw a very handsome-looking shepherd. And the shepherd was a Nazir. So he asked the shepherd, why did you become a Nazir? He said, because I looked into my image in the well and I saw my reflection and I became intoxicated with my beauty. Because I was so afraid of beauty, I decided to ruin my beauty. What does that sound like? What's Greek mythology? It's Narcissus. It's the story of Narcissus. When Narcissus looks into the water, sees his image, becomes narcissistic and infatuated. And in order to battle against the vanity of beauty and my own self-infatuation, I decided to disfigure my beauty, that Nazir said. So Shimon HaTzadik says, this is a Nazir, that star. That's the prototypical Nazir. Someone that's battling. Yosef HaTzadik became a Nazir, going to Chazal after this incident with Eishes Potifera, because he was so frightened about the dangers of being too infatuated and too engaged in your own beauty. So a Nazir is struggling with Taiva. So one of the tools that he wants to use to battle Taiva, to battle the Yitzhara, is anger. So he doesn't want to suppress his anger, he wants to express his anger. He doesn't want to shave his hair, he wants to grow his hair. He wants to amplify his anger. And then the Ishbitz quotes a similar Gemara says if you feel a chait overcoming you, the Gemara Kiddushin says you should put on dark clothing and go to a corner and perform the chait. So we all think that means, look, obviously you have to try to avoid chait at all possible costs, but if you really feel as if you simply can't hold out, you can't restrain, so do it in a quiet manner. No one should see you. Do it in a way that's embarrassing to yourself. Do it in a way that's not celebratory, rather it's mournful. Put on black clothing. Feel that you're grieving over something. And again, it's a strange Gemara, but at least that's the way we read the Gemara. The way the Ishbitz reads the Gemara is the black is also a sign of anger. It's an angry color. It's a powerful color. You should, if you feel the chait coming, don't cave to your taivos. Find the anger to battle your taivos. Put on black clothing, and putting on black clothing would be the equivalent of growing your hair long, and you'd find the anger to battle your taivos. So that's what the Ishbitz says. If the Levi wants to limit kas, so he shaves his hair because he doesn't have taivos. But a Nazir is battling with taivo, with that, battling with temptation, so he rallies his anger by growing his hair. The question is, how does anger, which is my question, he doesn't talk about this, how does anger help you battle your Yetzirah? What role does anger play? So I'll just give you three ideas because it's a very provocative psychological concept. Who are you angry at? You have to be angry at something. You can't just be angry. Lunatics are angry. They're raving mad. They just walk around screaming at the heavens. You have to be angry at something or someone. So who are you angry? Who do you direct your anger at in order to help avoid Yetzirah or Chait? So one possibility is society. And we call that defiance. You don't have to be angry at society misanthropically and hate people and be violent, but you could be defiant and angry at societal values that you feel are encroaching upon your identity, and you're defiant, you're rebellious. Rebelliousness has a place. Right? Next week, Kalev is one of the great rebels. Parsha Shlach is one of the great rebels in Tanakh. He defies an entire... He's a dog. He has the chutzpah of a dog. He's named after Kalev. He has the chutzpah of being able to defy. So you can be angry at society. You could be angry at your Yetzirah to a degree. We feel as if there's this foreign force that we battle with and overtakes us, and we want to try to keep it at bay and be angry at it. You could be angry at yourself. You could be angry, forget the Yetzirah, you could be angry at your own identity. To what degree is the Yetzirah some external force? Or is the Yetzirah just your own personality? We always struggle with that. There is a part of us that's external that influences us, but there's a part of us that's just core identity that falls victim and prey and is vulnerable. So what role does anger play in becoming a better person? We normally want to reduce anger, the Rambam. We want to try to avoid anger at all costs. There obviously is a role for every trait in your heart. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed it there, then it has some role. He doesn't want you to completely eliminate it. He wants you to curb it. And according to the Rambam, curb it very, very radically. But there are times that anger helps. And that's the Gemara in Brachos. Yargiz Adam Yetzer Tov HaYetzahara. You should rally your Yetzer Tov against the Yetzahara in a way that is reminiscent of anger. Rigzu v'al techato, rogez is anger. Imu v'levavchem al mishkavchem edel musela. That's what the Ishbitz cites in Parshas Palosra. The anger of the Nazir is being expressed by the growing of hair. The Levi doesn't need that because the Levi isn't wrestling with taiva, so he just limits his kas at all points. What role does kas play in avoiding the Yetzer? That's a very provocative. It's a small little piece. It's a very provocative piece. Okay. Have a good day, everyone. Good. Non-angry day. We don't like angry day much.